When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
You said something in one of our most recent podcasts. You said, Willem Dafoe said, parents don't understand.
Right.
What's that, what is that exactly?
It was from it was either from one of his movies or a television appearance or something. But he was doing some kind of rap, and at the end of it, he says, "Parents just don't understand," like that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, you think of Willem Dafoe as somebody who's a kind of intense, wiry, a sinewy method actor, and you don't think of him as being able to relate to the kids of today, but he can.
Yeah, he can do a lot of things, that craggy mofo.
That's what's so great about Willem Dafoe. And a lot of people think, do you mean William Dafoe? No.
No, we don't. We don't mean William Dafoe. We mean Willem Dafoe. Far be it for us to contribute, as we mentioned in that more recent Mike and Tom Eat Snacks podcast, that far be it for us to be one more layer of anguish in his life by calling him William, because that is what he has gotten his entire life.
Right. William Dafoe was the author who wrote Robinson Crusoe.
Right. That's Willem, a different Dafoe.
Right. Willem Dafoe is the actor and rapper who said parents just don't understand.
Yeah, the actor slash rapper Willem Dafoe.
Welcome to Mates, everybody.
Mates.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks on the internet.
And the internet, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks on the internet.
Our infrequent contribution to the snack game. Now, I wish it were more frequent. This is Michael Ian Black joined by Tom Caff, and I wish it were more frequent. But Tom, of course, playing The Flash on the TV, and it's very hard to get him to sit down and take off the Flash costume and eat some goddamn snacks.
People are going to when they have their own superhero franchise like me, then understand it. At the same time, we would be remiss if we did not mention that you, Michael Ian Black, star of stage and screen, are also kind of difficult to pin down what was your ongoing starring ventures. This next one, I believe, on the Central, if I'm not mistaken. And so when you put on your comedy hat, although you like to say, just because I'm off there in superhero land, I'm hard to pin down, you yourself are a bit of a multimedia force that's hard to corral.
No.
I remember texting you from Sundance, where we won all the awards, and saying, magic.
When you say we, you don't mean you and I. You mean you and other people.
Yeah, but when I win awards, I accept them in the name of you and me.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, what awards are you going to win?
You won all of them. I don't know.
Well, we won all of them, please.
All right. I mean, I'm grateful. Thank you. I'm grateful that we won all the awards.
What I notice is when you win awards, you don't reciprocate, though.
No.
You don't. You're not like, I'm like, I accept an award. I'm like, on behalf of Michael and myself, we're extremely grateful. When you win an award, you're more like,
when I win an award, it's on behalf of the Arapaho Nation, and you know that. And you are not a member of the Arapaho Nation, which is
I'm not an official member.
No, you're an honorary member, but that's
Thank
different.
You.
That's right. Different. That's it's an honor. It's it, and it's a hell of an honor, but it's an honor. You are not a blood member of the Arapaho Nation.
when I'm amongst them, when we're discussing the Three Sisters, when we're talking about the current flock, I can sense them kind of giving me the eye, like, you're honorary, pal, so don't push it. I can really feel that.
Right. Well, like Shaq is an honorary member, you know, he's an honorary deputy sheriff for the Orlando Police Department.
And has an honorary law degree.
Right. And so he, you know, he gets to go to the parades and whatever, but he's not making arrests. And that's,
and he can't really send people to jail and make arrests because it's honorary. It's what I have.
Right. Now, I have no connection to the Arapaho Nation, honorary or otherwise. But
You accept your awards.
In the name of the Arapaho Nation.
And why you do that? Why again?
Just a fan.
Understand. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been craving your Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, crave no more, because we're back with Black. Today, we have something that flummoxed us a little bit, because when Mike Lee and Black and I, when we open up the vaults, now, folks, it's at Mates Worldwide headquarters, it's extremely organized. This is not because of me. I consider myself a rather disorganized human being, but Michael Ian Black, my God, this man is meticulous. You ask him where he was on October 14th, 2002. He's got that at his fingertips.
The
he's
barn
got
dance. Files. I was at the barn dance.
You were at the barn dance with Millie. I remember this now. You were like, her and I are going to dance a jig at the hoedown. And I said, you ain't dancing a jig with Millie. I can tell you that. As soon as you walk into that barn, there's going to be five or six real cowboys asking for her hand. And you said, no, but I'm going to. I'm going to win out today. Right. Remember that?
I remember those words exactly. And you're quoting me verbatim. And you said, no, it's not going to happen. Those rough and tumble cowboys are going to saunter up to you with their big belt buckles, and they're going to punch you. They're going to poke you in the eyes, what you said. I said, I'm not afraid of no cowpokes. With their poking. And that's why they're called cowpokes, incidentally, because they poke you. So just as you predicted, I walk in and Millie's there, and she's surrounded by the cowboys and the farmhands, and I say up, and I saunter up, and I say, Millie, I want to have this dance. And before I know it, five cowpokes just beating the shit out of me.
Yeah, it was awful. And then you said to yourself, you said to me, remember the words that you said to me? I said, if that scenario happens, how are you going to get out of that? And you said to me two words. You remember the words you said? You said
fetal position.
You said fetal position, which has really served you well. And then you said black hat. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I said
now,
black hat.
You brought in the black hat, the monogram black hat, said Mib on it, mm-hmm. right? And as they're punching you, you held up your hand. To these guys, and you said black hat, which stopped them in the tracks because right. they thought they didn't know what to make of it.
Right.
You stood up, you dusted yourself off, you walked over to the door, you retrieved your black hat, mm-hmm. and you proceeded to do, I don't know, 10, 11 magic tricks.
Yeah.
And you just, I've never seen those guys. I mean, you got to hand it to them. Cowboys are the kind of people, folks, that they'll sock you in the jaw and then they'll buy you a thimble of bourbon.
Yeah.
They just – that's the kind of guys they are.
Yeah.
And when you had them laughing
– They were laughing.
They were laughing. You had them up at the bar. Everybody's buying you drinks. And I realized something. You had planned the whole thing because there's Millie suddenly devoid of attention. Everybody slapping you on the back. And saying, Michael, do that testicle trick again. Find mm-hmm. my testicle again. They're all laughing.
Right. It was in your ear. It was in your ear the whole time.
Here's your testicle, Willard. Oh, that was – and you had them laughing and they're slapping you on the back. And she's sitting about four bar stools over and no one's paying her any attention. And I realized, son of a gun, this was his plan all along.
Yep. And then you remember what happened. I asked her to dance. And she said, I have a boyfriend. And then I said, I'm sorry. And then that was the end of the night.
Yeah. But I mean, holy cow, what a great plan.
It was a great plan. Foiled at the end by her boyfriend. I'm still not convinced she had a boyfriend, by the way. Still not convinced.
Remember who she said? She said it was Roy Rogers. And you claimed that Roy Rogers was dead. And she said, not that Roy Rogers. And you said, which Roy Rogers? And she didn't say.
Well, she said, you don't know him.
Yeah, and I said, is he around here? You said. She said, he could be.
Yeah. I'm not convinced.
You're like, I don't know if I know he is really here tonight. I don't usually here tonight. She was a great kisser.
Great.
Anyway, I am not exactly the most organized lad, but case in point with this story, Michael is. And yet today, when we were talking about – so we have the way it's organized at Mates Worldwide headquarters. We have consumed snacks on the left, and potentials on the right.
It's that we keep the consumed snacks on the left because they're disgusting. They're all chewed up. They're moldy.
Yeah,
they're covered in our spit.
We don't know if we're going to get a lawsuit. We don't know if people are going to sue us, and so that's not our job. We don't worry. We have the interns bag them and label them. And I know it's not the greatest job to like pick up our used snacks, but you know what? If you want to get ahead in the snack game, you got to roll your sleeves up and do the dirty work occasionally.
Yep. It's called paying your dues, folks.
Yep. Paying your dues. Or if you have like a rich uncle or something, you don't have to pay your dues.
Well, no, like in the Civil War, your rich uncle can pay somebody to pay your dues for you.
Yeah. He can do all the shooting, do all your shooting.
Now there's very little shooting called for at Mates Worldwide headquarters, but there is some.
Occasionally on a Friday night, things get out of hand.
Well, we had a coyote trying to break into the vault the other day, and I don't mean the animal. I mean a Mexican smuggler, and yeah. He was trying to smuggle in human beings, and they were hot and thirsty and starving, and they just wanted something to eat. And
and they tried to get the consumed snacks, and we were like, whoa, no, not so fast, folks.
No can do, amigo. And there was some shooting.
Yeah, it was a little gunplay. But then on the other side, we have potentials. We have long shots. We have a row of long shots. You remember the Peruvian racist snacks? Mm-hmm. Those were pulled from the long shot aisle. And then today, you and I were looking at each other, and we could not, for the life of us, remember if we had done this particular snack, because we consider this snack a formidable snack.
Yeah.
And sometimes when faced with it's a formidable snack. We look at each other and we say, well, magic, we must have done that.
Right.
And we could not remember whether we had or not.
Well, we had to comb through the archives, and mm-hmm. the archives, incidentally, are kept on the totally other side of the warehouse. So
why do we do that? I don't know why we do that.
Safety in case of fire. So we hopped on our Segways, and it's about a quarter, half a mile down to the other end of the warehouse, mm-hmm. Went to the file cabinet, started digging through, and it turns out we have not done this snack yet.
Yeah, we were flabbergasted.
As you said, flummoxed even.
Right.
So and we're checking again. We're going through we have an index card system, and it's mm-hmm. alphabetical, and we're checking, mm-hmm. we're checking again. You sure nobody took out the index card? You sure we didn't do this? And we asked Barbara, and Barbara said nobody had been near the archives, and frankly, me, you, and Barbara are the only people who had the keys, so nobody could even get into the archives even if they wanted to. So we were forced to come to the conclusion that no, we haven't done this snack.
Yeah, and you know who will be the determinant here? It won't really be Barbara, you, or me with our eye scan, fingerprint, keychain. It'll be the mateys, because we'll say the word and they'll be like, you've done that. Or they will say, no, we've never seen that. And whether they've seen it or not, I mean, we have to table this because we really are making no progress on whether they actually see the snacks.
We don't know, and we have agreed to table that for the moment.
Yeah, it's just not getting us anywhere. All it is frustrating us. And we've already been flummoxed. We've already been flabbergasted. And we don't want to be frustrated. No. So, ladies and gentlemen, today on Mike and Tom Eat Snacks with my good friend, Michael Ian Black, may we present to you the snack of the day,
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Look at the Twizzlers. I'm dancing Twizzlers. You know red fudge. These are your Twizzlers.
You can probably hear them right now. I got myself here you can probably tell the dimensions of the bag just by listening to it, because
dimensions of the bag.
Yeah, you know the dimensions of the bag. You wouldn't be listening to Mates if you didn't know the dimensions of the bag.
You wouldn't be listening to Mates, the premier snack podcast in the land, if you didn't know dimensions of a Twizzler bag. You know them, Gloria. You know them.
You know them.
You know them, Gloria.
Gloria.
No, don't tell me you don't know them.
Come on now, Gloria. You know the dimensions of this bag.
You know them.
Come
Gloria,
on now.
You know them.
Gloria, you know damn well the dimensions of this bag.
Don't come up in here and tell me y'all don't know the dimension of the twin bag.
Gloria, we can have some fun, but come on now. Don't come shaking that ass in here and tell me you don't know the dimensions of that Twizzler bag. Come on now,
we can go around and go around all night long, Gloria, but you don't come on up here
with them dimensions.
Twizzler bag shit.
Come on now, I know the dimensions of the Twizzler bag.
I know you do, Gloria. I know you do.
Well, this is the one-pound bag of Twizzlers that I'm holding in my hand right here. Strawberry artificially flavored Twizzlers, the low-fat snack that's totally twisted.
What do you call your bag?
What do I call? I got the one-pound bag.
Wow. You got yourself the one-pound bag.
I'm not fucking around. It's Mates.
Yeah, you don't fuck around.
You know I play it straight. I play it straight, dog.
I mean, that's your deal, man. You play it straight. There's been some debate whether you play it straight, but you play it straight, right?
I play it straight.
If I was to say to you, hey, man, go through that mountain, you wouldn't go around the mountain. You wouldn't go over the mountain.
You go through the mountain. That's how you play it straight.
Yeah, you play it straight.
I gotta tell you, my bag is sealed. I have a sealed bag of Twizzlers. I can smell it through the bag. That's the power of a Twizzler.
Of course, you have a sealed bag. We don't come in here with like open.
No, but
bags.
I'm trying to paint the picture. That. I'm trying to paint the picture for the viewers. And again, we'll table that. But I'm trying to paint the picture.
Do you know how you paint, Mr. Turner? You paint beautifully.
Thank you.
You paint beautifully, Mr. Michael Turner.
I haven't seen that film.
Well, it's about a painter, Mr. Turner. What more do you want? You didn't even have to see it. I just told you what this film was about.
Starring the great English actor Timothy Dalton.
Yes, Timothy Dalton as Mr. Turner.
All right, I'm opening up my bag.
Gentlemen,
now,
may I present to you Mr. Turner? Now, listen, I just opened my bag. Smell that!
That's a great, unmistakable aroma of the artificial flavor of Twizzler.
Smell it!
I mean, it's a little bit, I mean, it's not fruity exactly. It doesn't smell like fruit, at least no natural fruit, but it doesn't claim to be. It's an artificial flavor. It smells like delicious red chemicals. That's what it smells like.
Yeah, that's what it smells like. Gee, that aroma alone is 20% of this snack.
Well,
it's so definitive.
Here's my take on the Twizzler before I eat it critically, because I've had Twizzlers, but I've never eaten them critically. My take on it, going into it, is that they're not the most flavorful snack, that a lot of it is about the aroma, but that the key to the Twizzler, again, having not eaten one critically, is the texture and the aroma, not so much the taste.
I was going to say unique mouthfeel. Maybe it's not unique, but... And yet it is. It's ribbed. It's elongated. Oh. It is harder than the red vine. There's a little more weight to it. The Twizzler holds its place. Let me put it that way. The Twizzler holds its place in the pantheon.
Oh yeah.
It really is something to be reckoned with. I can't resist. I got to pop one in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to take one too. Now, what I like about the Twizzler, just going into it, first of all, they're perfectly formed. Every Twizzler looks like every other Twizzler. And when I'm eating a highly artificial candy like this, that's what I want. I want them to be identical. I want to know exactly what I'm getting when I pop it into my mouth. And it, as you said, it's long, it's thin, it's got the barbershop stripe on it. I'm going to take a bite. Mmm, that's a Twizzler.
That's satisfying right there.
You know what? It's chewy, but it's not too chewy. It's a perfect amount of chewy.
Yeah.
You got to work a little bit.
Yeah. I like some – when I chew, Michael.
Yeah.
Do you know what I like?
You like to work a little bit.
I like a little resistance. You know, I like to know that we have a worthy opponent. I have to fight a little bit to get her down. And there are some – this it's a funny thing, Magic. I'm not a red vine guy. I don't have to work as hard. Mm-hmm. There's other snacks, of this ilk, mm-hmm. chewy snacks, and when they don't have that resistance in their consistency, I discard them. They're not for me. I like something where I have to work a little bit.
What about when they have too much resistance?
Well, what's funny about a Twizzler Magic is if you leave it out the bag for a while, the darn thing gets hard. But because it's all chemicals, it doesn't really go out of date. And so you can snap one off and put it in your mouth, and then you really have to work. But if you work, if you have the patience, if you're in for a while and the wherewithal and the time to do it, you will your mastication procedure knocks back into Twizzler out of the bag. It takes a couple of minutes. I find that satisfying as well. I will purposefully, occasionally, leave some out, so I have to work at them a little later on.
You'll stale up a Twizzler. You'll stale it up.
I'll stale up a Twizzler because, it's like it's keeping old Beano the bull in the barn for a little bit, and then when he comes out, he's angry. He wants to buck, and it's like, well, I'm down for that session, Beano. Right. You know, all the other cowpokes are like, oh, you better give him some time. And I'm like, I better not give him some time, Jed. Mm-hmm. I better not. I didn't come on out of here and keep him in the barn for 4 days to give him some time.
Right. Strap
me on. Yeah.
Strap me on, let him buck.
I want the challenge. Now, he bucks me off and just about plants his hoof in my head in about a second.
Yeah.
I can't stay on Beano. Well, nobody can stay on Beano. All I'm saying is the challenge is the thing.
Right. Yeah, 7 seconds. You ride Beano for 7 seconds. You don't even have to ride another bull. They'll just give you the buckle. That's why Millie liked you so much.
You take your bull leg. Oh, Millie, man. Yeah, I felt bad that she was all over me after claiming Roy Rogers her boyfriend and not dancing with you, but that's how it goes.
Was she?
We laugh about it now.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing, but I'm not.
We laugh about it.
I mean, we're having fun, but we're not.
Well, we were up there in the hayloft, her and I.
You're up in the hayloft?
Oh,
she disappeared
God.
About 9:30, and I didn't
see
her again.
Yeah, that's got up there.
Oh, I thought she left. She told me she was leaving. Now. She told me she was leaving with a boyfriend, Roy. I said, where's Roy? She said, oh, he's out in the car waiting for me, out in the truck, she said. And,
well, really, we went down by the frog pond and climbed up the haystacks up in the hayloft and examined her unmentionables and on. We laugh about it now. We laugh about it
yeah,
now.
I mean, you were
besotted and in love with her then. Yeah. We can laugh about that now.
I mean, you know, I'm laughing. I'm not laughing.
It was great.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was 2002. I mean, we laugh about that now. Yeah. You were suicidal.
For a while, I was a little bit suicidal, yeah. Threw myself off that bridge over Millie.
Yeah, too low a bridge, right? Too low a bridge, as it turns out.
Yeah.
You were like 40 feet will do it.
140 feet.
No.
About 12 feet.
Broke, 40 feet.
Broke my ankle.
And it doesn't do it.
No, just broke my ankle. Yeah. Hobbling around a little bit.
You made two mistakes. Bridge not high enough, water not deep enough.
Yeah.
So you end up breaking an ankle.
Twizzlers. I just like Twizzlers.
Yeah. Now, I'll do this thing, Magic. Well, I'll eat them. So I got half a Twizzler.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll stick that whole thing in my mouth like a mouth guard.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like so that it makes a U. And then I'll kind of massage it with my molars from the back. Loosen it on up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I knew
it's one method.
I have a very different method. I'll take a Twizzler.
Yeah.
I'm going to demonstrate for you. Got myself a Twizzler here. I got to finish the one I'm currently eating.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish that one and then tell me what
you're working for. You know what I'm working for. You can't rush this. I'm working for it. Ugh.
Yeah. You're working hard. That's what you do.
Then I have it. I'm gonna chop it down like lumber. I'm just gonna take little bites.
Oh, interesting. Kind of nibble at it then. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're doing? He's nibbling at it like a rabbit, knocking mm-hmm. back a carrot. That's kind of what you're doing.
Then I got little Twizzler nibs in my mouth. I'm just kind of shuck them for a little while. Then I chew them down.
Oh, you suck them. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, there's lots of ways to – there's the nibble. There's the mouth guard you. There's the cigarette pull. There's myriad ways to consume your Twizzler. And folks know that. It's one of the fun of having like this kind of long, loose strand that you can do as you will with. Tie her in a knot. Do as well. It's your own prerogative. Twizzlers have that appeal. They're not just a snack. They're a snack plus fun.
When it comes to Twizzlers, you do you. Friend, you do you.
Listen, friend. You see that guy over there eating the Twizzler his way? That's his way. It's not your way, friend.
It might be your way, friend.
But you do your way, friend. You do you.
Mm. My friend and I, my buddy and I, growing up, we used to hang out every day after school, high school.
Yep.
Many a day, we would walk over to Food Town, which was the local supermarket there. Probably about a mile walk or so.
Uh-huh.
Buy ourselves a 1 pound bag of Twizzlers. Walk back to his house.
Yeah.
Sit down on the couch. Turn on the old tube. Watch us some Oprah.
Oh, wow. That explains so much.
Yeah.
You know, you and your buddy there grabbing the Twizzlers.
Yep.
And settling down to watch Oprah.
Yep.
That's beautiful. I assume she listens to this podcast.
Oprah's a friend and
Yeah, she's a good friend of yours, right? People don't know that.
What's not some because I don't want to exploit our friendship.
Right. You don't want to capitalize on her fame.
No, God, no.
And she doesn't mention you for the exact same reason.
Look.
She doesn't want to capitalize on your fame.
When I first met Oprah, I guess through Stedman, because I had some business dealings with Stedman, and I was in Chicago just for a very brief meeting. As it was, the business thing with Stedman didn't work out, but I met Oprah. We hit it off, and she invited me to, I guess it was Maui, and she offered to fly me. I said, absolutely not. I'll come, but I'll pay my own way. Thank you very much. I flew coach.
Class act.
Because I didn't want...
You're not that guy.
No. If we're going to be friends, we're going to be friends. You know, we're going to go Dutch.
Yeah, we go Dutch.
I flew to Maui on my own dime. I went coach. 9.5 hours from the East Coast, maybe 10, 11 hours from the East Coast.
Yeah.
She said, I want you to stay. You know, we got the Four Seasons. I want you to stay at the suite and the whole thing. I said, nope, I'm going to pay my own way. Yep. There's a Super 8 right down the road. I'm going to stay there. And I did. And we hung out on the beach every day and we talked books because, you know, she's a big reader. And we just had so much in common. Our tickets are so similar. We stayed in touch ever since. It's mostly an email relationship at this point because she's there and I'm here. But we get together 3 or 4 times a year and we just laugh. That's the thing that people don't know about Oprah is you can just sit down with her and you just laugh and laugh and laugh.
Yeah, it's funny because I've seen you guys together occasionally. You know, I don't talk about it because I don't want to exploit either your fame or her fame.
Right.
But what's funny when you guys get together and laugh, there's nothing that triggers the laughter. It's not like someone told a joke or a funny story or is reminiscing about something really humorous. You guys just sit down and you go,
just laugh.
You just laugh. Yeah. And it seems to appeal to both of you. I you know, as you know, we've talked about this. We walked back to the Super 8 one time and I was like, what's that? That's 2 hours of just laughing. Like that's you guys didn't talk about anything. I found it rather annoying. And you're like, that's, and you just said it, but you looked at me and you said, that's just me and Oprah.
Yeah.
You know, you guys just laugh.
We just laugh.
She seems to enjoy it. You seem to enjoy it. You're not laughing about anything.
No, we don't talk.
That doesn't seem to deter you from laughing. You don't talk.
Yeah.
I've never seen you hold a single conversation.
No.
You just get together and laugh
and
laugh.
We just laugh. Oh, my God, do we laugh?
It's a little odd, isn't
it? Tears rolling down my face with her. You know,
and her, too. She's on the ground. She's doing that, the worm, you know, and you guys are just like banging your fists on things tears running down your – it's a little psychotic a little bit. You guys are just laughing so hard.
Yeah.
I thought her bodyguard seemed uncomfortable, but
he
you
did.
Guys don't seem to
Ronnie.
Notice.
Yeah, he hated it.
Ronnie,
He hates it when we get together.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to. He looks at me and he's got this baleful stare and he's just kind of shaking his head occasionally. About every 20 minutes he looks and shakes his head and you guys are just – just laughing.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop for 2 hours and then you don't say goodbye.
Nope.
You just seem to know
because with because some designated it's not point, a goodbye. It's not a goodbye. You know, it's just a to you know, it's just a to be continued.
Yeah, it's a very different, unlike any other relationship I've ever seen.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. We have a lot of fun. Anyway, ratings.
It's time for the ratings. You gotta rate them. You gotta rate them. If you don't rate them, ain't got a rating. You gotta rate them to get a rating. If you don't rate them, they get no rating.
You know, you said to me, I've written a new rating song and I can't wait for you to hear it. And I said, was it any good? And you said, no, Mike, it's great. And I was like, yeah. And it, to myself, I'm thinking, I don't know how great it's going to be. You know, I'm thinking Tom has a tendency to oversell these things. He's excited. He's enthusiastic. Let me tell you something. That was great.
Well, let me give you just a quick recap. Just three words. You got it right. See?
So, I love it. Yeah. I really love it. Yeah. I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't add instrumentation. I wouldn't shorten it. I wouldn't lengthen it. I think it's absolutely perfect the way it is.
Should I?
No.
Add some melody?
No.
Maybe put it on key?
No.
You gotta rate them. If you don't rate them, they got no rating.
I love it. I really love it.
I guess it is pretty good.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I was thinking of doing it like this. Tell me if this is good or not. Is that better or is that not as good as the
It's also very good. I would say it's not as good as the first one.
Here was my third option. Ready?
Yeah.
Is that good? Like that instead of you got to rate them. They got no rating.
Do the third option
is this. That might be better, right?
I don't think so. I really
No, it's not a better song.
It's close. Believe me, it's close. But
okay.
But I love the rating song. I love it. All right. Twizzler.
I love them. I'll go first. Are you hesitating?
No, I'm just thinking about what to say, but you go.
Shit, bro. This is easy for me. Hey, Magic. When I go to the cinema,
yeah.
When I go to the movies, Magic, what do I get? It's a leading question. It's a leading question because we're doing Twizzlers, but guess what I get?
Popcorn.
Yes. Thank you. I get me some popcorn. What else do I get?
A drink?
Yeah, because, I mean, that popcorn salty, Magic.
Mm-hmm.
The popcorn salty, and if you want to, like, have the great experience, you want to, like, be ready for the salt, you got to wash down the salt with a little bit of drink.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know
exactly
what else I get? You know what else I get occasionally?
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers!
Yes!
I love them. I mean, they're like a go-to snack for me, you know? As a snackologist, you know, you don't root. We get in there, and we pick them. We eat them. And we rate them. We don't pick some of them. We pick them.
Mm-hmm.
We pick them and we rate them. And we eat them. That's what we do. It's the purse system. This is what we built our foundation on of this empire. And occasionally we get some that are so very close to home. That is Twizzlers for me. I mean, Twizzlers, me, is a GTS. Go-to snack. I love them. Twizzlers, for me, a 9.
Wow.
Yeah, a 9. A 9!
9!
9! 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9.
You know when you speak German to me, that's a trigger. You know that's a trigger because I'm Jewish.
Yeah, well.
You know that's a trigger.
9.
You did it on purpose.
I did it on purpose to try and antagonize you. That is
it. Didn't work because I like Twizzlers so much. Mood is highly elevated.
A good snack will do that.
Yes, a good snack will do that. And look, when I
came in your day,
when I came into MWHQ, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't like psyched. I was like, yeah, we'll do the same. It'll be fine. It'll be whatever. But I wasn't psyched. Now I had a Twizzler. I'm psyched. I'm ready for the rest of the day. Ooh. It's a go-to for me too. I don't eat them enough. That's something I probably don't say about enough. I don't eat them enough. Tom,
right.
I give Twizzlers a 9.
Oh, a cumulative 18, folks. Holy hen and a handbasket. We haven't had a winner like this in a long time. Double 9s. 9-9. What a day.
Feels great.
Feels great.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.